Hundreds of people gathered at the state capitol Thursday to remember the life of former Utah House Speaker Rebecca Lockhart. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
Be still, my soul. The hour is hastening on.
The mood was somber inside the Capitol Rotunda as musical numbers and speakers paid tribute to the life of former Speaker Rebecca Lockhart. The grief felt by many at her unexpected passing was relieved by the expressions of love and admiration that her friends and colleagues shared. Former House Minority Leader David Litvak said he will always remember Lockhart not just for their relationship as legislators, but for their friendship that extended beyond the walls of the Capitol.
For me, and I would think of for many of us here today, my friendship with Becky was not in spite of our differences. It embraced them. Becky made me feel valued as a representative, a Democrat, being Jewish. She made me feel valued as a person.
Emily Britton, one of Lockhart's daughters, also spoke. She offered up fond memories of her and her siblings' time growing up in and around the House of Representatives.
I realize now more than ever how important those moments have been for us and how crucial they were in shaping us into the people we are today.
Governor Gary Herbert and incoming Speaker Greg Hughes were among the other dignitaries who shared fond stories of their relationship with the first woman to hold the top post in the Utah House. As the service came to a close with a performance by the Calvary Baptist Church Choir, the hundreds in attendance had made one thing clear. Lockhart was and will continue to be a great role model for all Utahns. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.